Hello, this is Will from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. I'm not selling anything. I'm not asking for any donations. I'm looking to speak to Max Amperton.
You're speaking to him.
Max, just so you know, this is not a sales call. Are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Sure am.
Thank you. In March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and for California state legislature. The election for county offices will also take place on March primary ballot. I know still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the primary? Almost certain to vote, probably will vote, chances 50-50, or you don't think you will vote?
Almost certainly to vote.
Thank you. What about for the county offices in
March
primary election?
I'll vote full ticket.
Thank you. Can I have the year that you were born? Only the year.
1948.
48. Thank you so much. Next, are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No, sir.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, or Pacific Islander, or multiracial, or another race not listed on here?
Unfortunately, white.
Thank you, sir. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going on the right direction or on the wrong track?
I think we're a little bit on the wrong track.
Thank you. I'm going to read to you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Housing affordability, water policy, parental rights in education, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, homelessness, jobs and wages, inflation and cost of living, public safety and crime.
Roads and bridges.
Thank you very much. Now I'm going to read to you a list of names of some public figures, and I'd like for you to rate your feelings towards each one of them as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of the person, please say so. Gavin Newsom.
I don't care for the man.
Okay. Joe Biden.
Don't care for him either.
Okay, that will be somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Yeah, you might say somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, for both of them?
For both.
Okay, thank you. What about Gary Bredefield?
He's favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. What about Steve Brando?
Not familiar with the man.
Okay, thank you. What about Donald Trump?
I will be voting for Donald Trump.
So you feel very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. What about Paul Dictos?
Name doesn't ring a bell on me.
Okay, thank you. Next, now thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today, and the candidates were Steve Brando, County Supervisor and Businessman, Gary Bredefield, Businessman and City Council Member, Dion Bordes, and Bryce Herrera, and Paul Dictos as CPA and County Assessor Recorder, for whom will you vote?
Bredefield.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Bredefield, is that his name?
Yeah, Gary Bredefield. Yeah, thank you.
Yes, sir.
How certain are you that you will vote for Gary Bredefield? Very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Very certain.
Thank you. How will you rate the job being done by Steve Brando as county supervisor? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I don't know the man.
Okay, thank you. How would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefield as Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Thinking again about March primary, I'm going to read to you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. For each, please tell me if you will be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. A candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. A candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library?
Somewhat likely.
More likely. Somewhat more likely or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay, thank you. A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees?
Somewhat likely.
Thank you. A candidate who will bring more affordable high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos?
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. A candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes?
Somewhat very likely.
Thank you. A candidate who will serve in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA?
Very likely.
Thank you. A candidate who is 80 years old?
Very little likely.
Okay, thank you. A candidate who is a Democrat?
Probably somewhat unlikely.
Okay, thank you. Next, I'm going to read you some statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there's no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance that you will vote for that candidate. Steve Brando currently serves as county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lowered taxes. Brando has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brando is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. After hearing all of this information, does he have no chance, a small chance, fair chance, or a good chance that you will vote for him?
Good chance.
Thank you. Paul Dictos currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He is running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality service to the public. Does he have no chance, a small chance, fair chance, or a good chance?
Good chance.
Thank you. Gary Bredefeld currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Bredefeld will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. Does he have no chance, a small chance, fair chance, or good chance?
Good chance.
Thank you. After hearing all of this information, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Steve Brando, Gary Bredefeld, Dion Bordes, Bryce Herrera, and Paul Dictos, for whom would you vote?
Bredefeld.
Thank you. Finally, this is just a few more questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Republican, Democrat, or something else?
Republican.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong or not a very strong Republican?
strong. I have voted every year since I came back from Nam at the age of 22 as a Republican, except for 1 year for Jimmy Carter.
Okay, thank you so much. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are a conservative, moderate, or very liberal?
Conservative.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. What is the last year schooling that you have completed?
2 years of college.
Thank you. And do you currently own, rent, or live with family and friends?
No, I live alone.
Okay, you own your place or rent your place?
Own.
Okay, thank you so much. That'll conclude our survey. Thank you, Max. You have a good one. Thank you very much.
You have a good evening, sir.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.